Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my God. Ross, total laid back.
Get up.
Honor goes, ringing a quite literally handbell in my ear. But I'm like, I don't want to. At the same time, pulling the duvet over my head.
She's there. Dad, come on.
Yanking the curtains open.
Christmas is over and it's time to go back to work.
Please, I try to go. Give me another hour.
But she's like, you are not getting another hour. It's practically the middle of the day already.
She is one hard taskmaster. You know, for the past few months, in case you've missed it, Honor has been like homeschooling me, with a view to me possibly resitting the leaving cert in June and hopefully improving on the null point I brought home in both 1999 and 2000.
So, aren't you even curious?
She goes. I'm like, curious? In terms of what?
In terms of how you did in the Christmas exams that I set for you.
I stick my head out from under the duvet. Are you saying you have, like, the results? I go.
And she's like, yes, I have the results.
Okay, I go, suddenly sitting up. Don't sugarcoat it for me, though, Honor. Give it to me straight from the shoulder. Actually, on second thoughts, do sugarcoat it for me. I'm not sure if my confidence could stand a major knock this early in the day.
They were, let's just say, a mixed bag.
Jesus, my heart is beating like a fucking Kango hammer here.
Maths.
Okay, just tell me, was that one of my better ones?
You got an F, Dad.
My question still stands.
Investigate if X squared plus Y squared equals AB squared minus C squared.
Yeah, no, I remember that one.
Do you remember what you wrote?
All I know is that it was a genuine head scratcher.
You wrote, I've investigated this and the answer is a definite no.
Okay, and was that right?
Yes, it was right, but you didn't show how you came up with your answer.
Yeah, that's because it was a guess.
A guess?
You know, I could see pretty much straight away that it was like a yes or no question. In other words, I had a 50-50 shot of being right.
But there was a grid underneath for you to demonstrate how you arrived at your conclusion.
Yeah, obviously I didn't need it.
Which is why you doodled in it.
You know, that was when my mind started drifting.
What happened in geography, Dad?
In terms of?
Geography was one of your best subjects. Well, one of your least worst.
Okay, now you're plumosing me.
Write an essay on how rain is formed.
Yeah, no, I remember that one as well.
And do you remember what you put down?
Okay, jog my memory again.
Rain comes to us from outer space.
Okay, it's beginning to sound familiar, all right.
Lumps of ice floating among the stars enter the Earth's atmosphere. They melt on the point of entry and fall as rain.
It's wrong, I'm presuming that from your expression.
Dad, we covered this like a week before the exam, and you knew it then.
Did I?
Heat from the sun turns moisture into water vapour.
Which rises, cools and changes into tiny water droplets.
Which form clouds. Come on, what happens next?
You know, when the water droplets get too large and heavy, they fall as like rain.
So why did you say it comes to us from outer space?
I don't know, I panicked. Plus I was watching Armageddon the night before.
How come you never panicked when you played rugby?
Excuse me?
You heard me. You kicked last-minute penalties to win matches, didn't you? And last-minute drop goals.
I've never been one to toot my own horn, but the answer to your question is yes.
And you never panicked?
Well, that was different.
How was it different?
Because rugby is something I knew I was good at. I could have split those sticks in flip-flops. Tony Ward wrote that about me, word for word. But to pass the leaving cert, you have to be...
What?
You have to be, like, super, super smart.
You don't. You just have to be able to remember things.
I'm trying to remember things, all right. Chiefly, why I am bothering my whole even doing this. Why is it suddenly important to me at, like, 41 years of age to get my leaving cert when not having it hasn't exactly held me back in life? Why can't I have the things that normal people have on their bucket lists? Machu Picchu, triathlon, autoerotic asphyxiation. I turn over in the bed, and that's when she hits me with it, straight out of left field. She's like,
"You passed history, Dad."
And I lie there for like 30 seconds saying nothing at all until I can suddenly feel like tears in my eyes.
"Oh my God," she goes, "are you crying?"
I'm there. I possibly am a little bit.
"Well, you got a D, Dad."
"This isn't another one of your cruel jokes, is it, Honor?"
"No, it's not.
Because I don't think I could take it if it was."
"Dad, you got 42%.
"You're not..."
"What?"
"You're not still ringing that handbell, are you?"
"No."
"Because I can, like, hear ringing in my ears."
"It might be shock."
"It must be. I've never passed an exam in my entire life. Jesus, I'm still driving on a provisional licence."
"Your essay on the War of Independence was actually good."
"You know, that's Ronan banging on about the black and tans during all those unsupervised access days we spent together. Some of it must have sunk in over the years."
"You could do it learning the names of some of the protagonists, though."
"You know, I just put something Collins and something De Valera."
"We'll work on that."
"I can't believe I got an actual D in something. I'll have to text Ronan O'Gara."
"Why are you texting Ronan O'Gara?"
"Because he's a total brainiac and I know he'll be thrilled for me."
"We've got 5 months, Dad. Why don't you see, can we bring all of these Fs and NGs up to Ds first?"
"Do you honestly think we can?"
"Yes, I honestly think we can."
And I suddenly throw back the duvet, because that is all I need to hear.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.